Hello, friends. Are you ready to lose some weight? Welcome to Shedding the Weight Podcast, where we talk weight, physical weight, social weight, spiritual weight, environmental weight, emotional weight, and financial weight. All the weight that's weighing you down. As a wellness coach, Roxanne uses her unique I Love Me wellness model to help you navigate your weight loss. Each episode is packed with stories and tips that help make your journey successful. Here's your host, Roxanne Wilkening, your consumer wellness advocate.
Hey guys, this is Roxanne Wilkening and welcome to Shedding the Weight. Today I wanted to jump on real quick and give you a really easy tip that I began to use to just help me just eliminate some things that have been weighing me down. Now, you know, a lot of you guys, I'm sure, have had a to-do list. You have been taught and trained to write down things that you need to get done. You get up, you write your list down, and you focus on the top three important things. Typically, that's why a traditional to-do list happens. You write the things down you got to get done for that day, and then you focus on the top three most important things, and you don't move on until you get those things done. Now, I have kind of used that type of list, you know, for years. I really try to make sure that the most important things are getting done. But what I found out on my wellness journey, I still was carrying some extra weight. Every evening when I went to review my daily activity, what I had gotten done, what I had got accomplished, I realized there were several things that were continually staying on my list because they were important, but they were not equally important. They had not risen to the height of being in the top three slot. And it's like one day I said, damn it, I gotta get this stuff done. And that's when the light bulb moment hit for me. I created what I call the damn it list. Yeah, you heard it. If I offend you, I'm sorry. But for me, that's how I felt. I felt like there were some things that were on my list day after day, and damn it, I was not getting to them. And so what did I do? I created the damn it list. And that damn it list is a list of things that have been on my to-do list and have gotten migrated over to the damn it list. And what I try to do is either once a day, once a week, I try to focus on getting something off of that list. Because what was happening, even though those things that were on my to-do list and they were important, as I said before, they weren't equally as important, but they were causing me stress when I did my daily review. They were not getting done. It was like a nagginess or a black cloud that was hanging over me. And I wanted to get rid of them, but I didn't know how because I was so ingrained to do the most important things. And even though things are that are on the list are not, really important, they can be an energy drainer. And to me, some of those things were draining my energy. And so with this damn it list that I created, maybe somebody else created it, but I'm calling it that because that's what I did. I looked at this list and I said, I just decided, you know, again, for me, I look at my damn it list every day and I make a goal of also getting something off of the damn it list, or at least every 2 days. I want to begin to eliminate things that are causing me or weighing me down. And that's the point of my journey. My journey is to shed the weight of things that are weighing me down. And it could be as little as, you know, washing my car or going to the post office box, because ours is not right outside the house. We got to travel to the daggone post office box. But little things, the things that I want to get done, but they're not, you know, they're not life changing. So here is the tip. If a to-do list worked for you, you guys stick with it. But if you have a to-do list and you find that there's things that are staying at the bottom of that list, they're never getting done, create an alternate list. Now you can use my name, use a damn it list. You can create that alternate name call it the damn it list, and then establish a timeline in which you're going to work on the damn it list. And say, maybe on your day off, you're going to look at the damn it list, or once a day, once a week, or whatever. And then what you're going to find is that stuff that was weighing you down because it was in the back of your head, in the back of your mind, and it never really had a time or a home to get done. What happened is you put that, now you've transitioned it to a list that is going to get done. You know, those things are going to get taken care of. It's not a matter of if, just a matter of when. And one of the things that happens on my damn it list, there's no sense of, you know, ranking of priority one or priority. They were all kind of like, you know, as I say, stepchildren on the list. And so I just worked them little by little. And I have found that I've eliminated so many things that have been weighing me down. So that's my tip for the day. My tip for you is to look at your to-do list. After you look at your to-do list, if you find that you've had things that keep getting left over on your to-do list that is weighing you down, and you want to shed the weight of that, create a damn it list and start working on the damn it list. That's my tip. This is Roxanne Wilkening with Shedding the Weight and Damn It, Work on Your List. Have a great day. Well, friends, we would like to thank you for joining another great episode of Shedding the Weight. Be sure to check out our services. We provide laser focus coaching, training sessions, free wellness tips, and so much more. Subscribe to our channel to stay in touch and be informed on how you can enhance your wellness journey. Shedding the Weight podcast helps you shed all the weight that's weighing you down. Have a great day.